Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. Wellness psychology teaches that one of the basic needs we humans have is to be heard and understood by other humans. If we are fortunate to have at least one person who makes sincere efforts to actively listen and to understand what we are communicating, it can be rare. If we have more than one or two in our world, we may be truly blessed. With any interaction, there are at least two factors for us to seek better understanding. One is our speaking verbally and nonverbally. A second factor is giving the gift of active listening to both verbal and nonverbal aspects of communicating. If one chooses to receive input from different sectors of our society, they will note there are many signs that numerous people feel deprived of being heard and understood by others. Some samples from my world can include: politicians do not listen to the people. They make false promises on what they're going to do and do not listen to what normal people like me think is important. Teachers do not listen to what makes my child a special student in his or her classroom. They teach what they think is important rather than what I as a parent know. Doctors are always in a hurry and do not listen to what I want to tell them about my health. They do not give me enough time to fully understand my condition. They want to write a prescription and move on to the next patient to maximize their income. I tried to tell the clerk and server what I wanted, but he or she didn't listen and sent me to the wrong store location or brought me an incorrect food order. Technical support helplines don't listen to what I am asking about fixing my phone and assume that I understand all of that weird tech language. Young people don't listen to seniors who have lived a long time and learned much. We could save them a lot of pain and trouble by avoiding mistakes we once did. Old people do not listen to younger people. They keep thinking that life is the same today as when they were young back in the last century. My spouse or friend doesn't listen when I tell them what is the cause of the conflict happening between us. He or she wants to change the subject and talk about something else that is not as important. These are just some examples of how many may feel that they are not being heard and understood by others in our society. Usually one underlying perception is present in situations like this. The other person is the one who is creating the difficulty, and the other person needs to change their thinking and or behavior. We may not be wise and aware enough to recall that it takes two to have successful communication. One valuable gift that we can give ourselves and others is a willingness to look internally. The more we focus on changing the other person to better improve our communication dynamics, the odds are more likely that we shall be unsuccessful in our efforts. We may assume that others are not listening to us since they are not changing their own viewpoints. We can experience the irritation and frustration of not being heard and understood when it may be that others just do not agree or they just do not want to change. We can erroneously believe that if others did hear and understand me, they would be most eager to change their viewpoints to mine. A challenge can be to communicate that we understand what is being said, but do not necessarily agree or have a desire to change. One does not need to be a professional counselor to offer the care and understanding of listening. Being quiet is an excellent way to begin listening, but active listening reminds us that just being quiet is not enough to fully engage and communicate with another person. During a session of giving and receiving, one can always choose to give the gifts of active listening by openly receiving the thoughts and feelings of others. This can be a valued gift to someone who may materially have everything. We can also give the gift of allowing others to hear and understand us by finding ways to share ourselves openly and with clarity. Who is listening? Hopefully, we are, as each of us seeks to have a healthy exchange in our communicating with the other people around us. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own life experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your email comments are always welcome at powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.